So let's do some tapping for this, okay? So just kind of tune back into the child. There I am. The little child I once was. So full and shining. So full of me. Like a beautiful little sunshine. Beautiful yellow sunshine. My third chakra. Shining like the sun. A total miracle. And at my third chakra, I felt the level of consciousness of me, unique on this planet, with a very unique mix of qualities, expressions, talents, and feelings. Never been seen before on this planet, never will be seen again. What I got going on. But as I came into the first chakra structure of my house, the paradigm of rules created by my tribe, in between the huge fields of my parents, it was like I had to squeeze through a keyhole. I had to squeeze myself down to fit in there. My parents' fields, the rules, the safety issues. I had to squeeze through a keyhole. I had to take my big, miraculous, shining sun and squeeze it down. Pull it in. And I had to instead project. Just like an old-fashioned projector, I had to project out in front of me a false me. A false version of me. Smaller, quieter, hardly even visible. Hardly any energetic threat. I became quiet. I became who they wanted me to be. Needed me to be. Expected me to be. It wasn't all of me. Some of my qualities I poured into this fake version of me, and some of them I withheld, kept small, kept hidden. And I've been walking around projecting this fake version of me ever since. Every time I have to project someone I'm not, it drains so much energy. I honor this awareness. The vows that I made, and how much I lost. I lost myself. I lost being filled with love. I lost being seen for me. I lost my exuberance, my carefree childlike wonder. I lost me. I lost knowing the real me. Because even I started to believe in the fake me, the projected me. And I started using more of my energy to meet the needs of this false projected me, to defend it, to continue to fill it with energy. I lost a lot in this process, and I'm just going to honor that. If I had this child here with me, my inner child, I would let this projected mask disintegrate. I would wave it away like a ghost, and I would stare directly into the eyes of my little child. And I would say, I see you. I see you. Yes, I see you. It's the truth. You're a miracle. I see you. You're beautiful. Ever unfolding perfection. I see you. If I had the chance, I would do it. So I'm doing it today. All these qualities in me, the truth in me, the real feelings, impulses, sensations, and drives that make me, the brilliance, the creativity, the music that makes me, I'm open to seeing it. Today I will look in the mirror and say, I see you. You're a miracle. I see you. Because I still have time to change this. I'm here. And the time is now. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.